Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Welcome to Skincare with Friends.
Friends and one cat.
Friends and cat. Idiot.
I'm Natalie.
And I'm Nia Patton. And today we were going to want to talk about diet and skin and the impact that diet has on your skin.
We don't want it to have any impact.
No, because that's boring.
I'd like the conclusion of this podcast to be, in conclusion,
you can
don't
eat
cut anything
crisps.
Out. Just rub crisps on your
turns
face.
Turns out crisps are actually better for your skin than vegetables.
Who knew? It wasn't you that put the someone screenshot a article from Vogue and from the 60s or 70s and
no.
It was like, try this diet, and it was amazing.
No.
There was a real
no,
it was a real diet
that.
And it was pretty
nothing.
Much white wine. White wine and eggs.
White wine and eggs. That sounds amazing.
But the best part of it was like preferably Chenin Blanc 1960s.
It has to be dry.
Yeah. So really breakfast was a hard boiled egg.
Wine.
1.5 units of
what?
White wine. Honestly, it was. Someone put it on them.
That's so terrible.
Either Facebook or Instagram, one of those, but it was hilarious.
That is
and it
good.
Just goes to show how long stupid bullshit diets and have been around and how we are so desperate to believe that they work because someone's put it on the printed page.
Yeah.
It's just terrible.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, eggs. If you like
it's
eggs
fun.
And wine.
Yeah.
You would,
why not?
The thing is,
it's like anything that cuts your calories down.
Well, of course.
It's going to work.
And
so
actually,
it just happens to be wine and eggs.
Yeah. And the first time I lived in Paris, I lost loads of weight. The second time
what
I lived there,
what were you eating, Natalie?
Red wine. Red wine.
Red wine sandwiches.
Yeah, red wine, espresso. I was so nervous because I was a terrified intern, so I never ate because I'm an anxious
and you
starver.
Were getting sexually assaulted on the metro.
Just, yeah, almost daily. And then, Marlboro Lights. So my teeth were brown, but I looked fabulous.
Oh my God, that's because you're 20. If you kept that up, you would not look fabulous anymore.
No, I wouldn't at all. Been doing anything good this week?
Spring cleaning and just doing my university work.
Nia just told me that she's been staying
I've been
up.
Doing this since last October.
Yeah, but now it's taking its toll a bit.
Yeah,
because you've got
I'm like 6
belly.
Months pregnant and I've been staying awake till 1 o'clock every night doing university work, which is making me knackered and ill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you check your work the next day and go, that was shit? Or
no,
is it usually is it usually really quality stuff you're banging out at 1 o'clock
in the morning?
I don't know. Speaking
from
experience.
I'm just copying other people's, well, not copying, but, you know, reading studies and paraphrasing them sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing.
All right.
I don't know if it's rubbish. My tutor seems happy enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look after yourself.
Yeah.
Don't do that too much.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'm sure I won't die.
Of overwork?
Yeah.
No,
it's just
not fun.
Just get ill.
Don't stretch yourself.
I'm fine. What have I been doing? Yeah. Watched a terrible film this afternoon.
Oh, God, was it Bad Moms?
No.
I watched that this afternoon.
Oh, no, I didn't want to watch
that.
Oh,
my God. For some reason, Hayden put it on. He was like,
that really irritate me.
It's just... It was so awful. I wanted to cry.
People like when there's things on TV with like unrealistic children.
Yeah, unrealistic children or unrealistic parents. You've got unrealistically amazing, cool jobs.
Yeah.
And they look like Mila Kunis. He's like, I'm such a terrible mom. He's like, oh, fuck off. No,
and like
not.
They don't appear to have anything to do with their children. And their children aren't in the room ever.
Yeah.
Like, where are your children?
It was terrible. It was 2 hours of my life that I'm just so angry because I knew that there was a James Bond on ITV and I wanted to watch Roger Moore get it on with Grace Jones. And I missed it. I know.
Grace Jones.
Bloody missed it for that shite. And for some reason, Hayden wanted to watch something stupid so that he could fall asleep to it.
Yeah.
I was just so angry.
I don't want to stay conscious, so I'm going to put a film on.
Yeah, you know, what? Just something you don't mind falling asleep to because you know it's rubbish.
You don't want to watch something good.
You don't need to stick to a storyline. But that's what James Bond is on for at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Absolutely,
on a Sunday, isn't it?
You don't need to concentrate on that.
Yeah.
And mine was The Vow, which is...
Oh my God, no, sorry.
What's the face? Rachel McAdams waking up from a coma to find that she's married to Channing Tatum and is disgruntled. About it.
Right.
Yeah.
I've stopped listening. Is it like while you were sleeping with Sandra Bullock and...
Possibly.
No, I don't know. Not good. It sounds terrible.
It sounds awful.
And what did you expect to gain from it?
I don't know. I thought I'd feel happy. I didn't. I was just irritated by it.
Yeah.
She was really confused. Oh, why am I married to Channing Tatum? Ugh.
I just
get away from me, Channing Tatum.
I don't like chick flicks that are directed and written by blokes because try as they like to get it, they just write women so badly. And it was my fault for buying into it and watching it.
Yeah. Oh, really? Terrible. It was directed by a man.
Directed by 3 men.
Why?
About women.
What the fuck?
It was just so... I would say watch it to get an idea of what I'm talking about, but please don't watch it because you'd be angry.
Is it about women who are, like, going
so
get
sick
drunk?
Of being perfect that they start being crap, and by crap what they mean is
not abusive
drunk.
To their children.
Yeah.
Just going out and getting pissed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because American films can be really sanctimonious about alcohol.
Yeah.
You always notice the loser is someone that has a bit of a drinking
you're
habit.
Losing control.
Like Steve Buscemi in The Wedding Singer. It's like the best character.
I can't remember him being in The Wedding Singer.
So
I have to watch that again.
He's just like the drunk brother who
turns
up for weddings. The Wedding Singer is...
That's a good film.
Adam Sandler's only good film, really.
Yeah.
It was really good.
They were cones.
Yeah, but they were cones.
But they were cones.
What if they were people? That was it.
But they were cones. But they were cones.
It was great. Oh. It was great. And anyway.
I know.
Diet and acne.
I'm almost a bit like, snooze.
Okay.
But it is important to know what...
And people asked, so
we're
delivering.
It's not that I find it boring. It's just that I find controlling my diet boring, as in, like, I just want to eat what I want to eat, and I don't want to be controlled.
Also, I find anything that makes mention of detoxification or, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is so...
Dubious.
...laden with terrible bullshit advice from bad people. So you have to wade through
the shit.
Yeah.
Like, you just want to read randomised control trials about these things.
Yes.
Nothing else, really.
Yeah. And don't listen to influencers.
No. No.
Flat tummy people. You can't detox using tea. You can't
do it. No, you can't. That's not going to help anything happen.
It's going to give
you
the shit.
It's a laxative, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just going to give you the... Speaking
of
which, do you like Jameela Jamil? Because she's, you know, she
is... Yeah, we talked about... Didn't we say this before?
Oh, was it on the podcast?
Yeah, we said this last week about...
Iway.
What's her face? One of the Kardashians. I can't tell them apart.
But they're all the same, yeah.
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 Kylie?
Kobe? Kobe Kardashian, it was.
Coney Island Kardashian.
Coney.
She was like, she took a photo of a flat stomach and...
Oh, yes.
Jameela Jamil said, oi, stop it.
Oi, silly.
Which makes me like her.
Yeah, although she's just born perfect herself, really. She just looks so beautiful.
You can't not like someone just because they're accidentally beautiful.
No, but I mean, you know, someone beautiful telling you to love the skin you're in.
Yeah,
it's easy coming
well
from
and
you
good. Yeah.
Because you're so beautiful.
Yeah, it's like, well, yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll buy some.
I still
need to make me do shit.
Yes.
If it helps.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, diet and acne.
So I'm going to read some boring facts.
Try and do it in a really fun voice.
Oh no, what? How am I going to speak? In a randomised controlled trial, acne patients demonstrated significant improvement after 12 weeks of a low glycemic load diet.
Oh, no. She delivered it like a robot. What does that mean?
So, low glycemic load, isn't that like when you have
low GI?
Things that take longer to digest?
So sweet potatoes instead of white potatoes?
Yeah,
because that was all the rage for middle-aged women at one point. Yeah, I always remember my
mum. It is a thing that's actually good for you.
Low GI, okay.
Yeah, so just think, you know, like processed food like chips isn't going to be... It's going to be high GI, isn't it? And just healthy food, like whole foods and pulses and things like that. Yeah. Yeah, white bread and chips and crisps are bad. Pasta's probably bad as well, isn't it? Although, I did watch a documentary which I really enjoyed. You know Michael Mosley? He's on the BBC. He does, like, scientific documentaries on BBC, like experiments that are quite interesting.
Okay.
And he did an experiment on pasta, and apparently, if you cool down pasta, it's better for you than hot pasta.
Could this be Nutribullocks?
No. Wow. No, like, no, because apparently it creates resistant starch. So that's like a fibre that forms within the pasta. You know how pasta gets a bit tougher when it's cooled down?
But it all goes a bit gelatinous and sticks together too.
Yeah.
Which I actually secretly really like.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone loves cold pasta, don't they?
They do, secretly.
Welded together with cheese.
Willing to admit it. but apparently, if you heat it up again and let it cool down again, it's even better for you.
Get away.
Yeah.
But I think all the fun has probably come out of it by now.
No, but it's even really harder. It's like, oh, this is hard to eat. It's so chewy. Cool.
Ooh, so
that's like the laziest food in the world. Pasta that's been heated up twice and allowed to cool down.
Baked lasagna that's cold.
Like that, but apparently it's really good for you.
Hayden does because it's an Italian thing.
Is it? Is he Italian?
Yeah. Do you not know that?
I think I probably did, but I've forgotten.
His maiden name
more enigmatic.
His maiden name is Malozzi.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Antonietta Malozzi is his mum's name.
Has that got a meaning behind it, Malozzi?
I don't know, but apparently they are related to Sophia Loren, which apparently is what Italian person from Italian extraction says, that they're related to Sophia Loren. But apparently he is.
Oh, that's nice.
Which explains his...
His beautiful breasts.
Big boobies, I was going to say, his lovely big sleepy eyes. But
yeah.
Well, anyway, cold pasta is a thing. Yeah,
cold pasta's good for you.
Okay.
So there are studies that show that acne is linked with dairy consumption. It is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm really like... Because I gave up milk for like 2 months as an experiment.
You didn't do it for 12 weeks though, Nia, and therefore...
2 months, yeah. I didn't do it enough.
Yes.
Yeah, but it was a long, long period of time for me, and it was spoiled because I went and had dinner at my mum's house, and I said, I'm not eating cheese or milk or dairy of any sort. And my mum just said, don't be so stupid, and gave me lasagna. And I was like, all right then. Don't be so stupid. Eat lasagna and shut up. It's like, all right, no, there we are. I've just eaten loads of cheese.
Oh, that's a shame.
Mm, yeah.
Because once you're on a roll with it, it's
not, it was all right.
I would never say it was easy.
No.
But it becomes
just like,
easier.
I can't get around almond milk in my coffee. I don't mind anything on cereal. I could live without cheese. But then my coffee was just not the same.
To be honest, since I'm not been having dairy, I would just have black coffee. Do not ruin coffee with a non-dairy milk.
Yeah,
it just, to me, it when I had the caffeine people coming in and it was the height of like, can I have a hazelnut milk latte?
Yeah,
and sometimes like milks would separate from coffees, and
they're
like,
that's,
you know,
what I found.
If it separates, if you think about it, especially a soy, you're mixing a bean extracted product with a bean extracted product.
Yeah. What's that mean?
There's going to be,
Some sort of bean metamorphosis.
Exactly, or bean, like.
Mutant beans.
What's the word when you put two things together and they repel?
Magnets.
Anti magnets. Because they're repelling. Anyway, a lot of the times I'd think certain things, like a flat white made with, say, a rice milk or something, done really well, like oat milk is really good. Otherwise, just drink it black. Do not ruin your coffee.
I don't like black coffee, so I was like...
Do not?
No, not at all. I find it really bitter and unpleasant. and I like a cup of coffee. So it was like, it doesn't just, I don't find it easy at all. It would be denying myself from having it.
Have you tried oat milk?
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've done a special barista-style oat milk.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. That.
I'll have to try it again. It's got a very...
It's the right thing to do, isn't it? Being vegan. You ought to be vegan.
Yeah. Vegan and aware.
Yeah.
But it has a very inoffensive... So it doesn't add a flavour, which is important. But then you realise when you find a good dairy-free alternative and then you have dairy in your coffee, how gross it actually tastes. Like now, I cannot have
dairy milk in coffee. Isn't it? Yeah.
It's just...
an odd flavour. What about human breast milk?
Absolutely. And vaginal yeast to bake some cakes. Why not? That was in the Ricky Gervais Afterlife
Jesus.
Series. He obviously has a thing against certain women, but one of them was the real, like, Earth Mother, stay-at-home mum, and he had to write a piece. He's a journalist. He had to write a piece on a woman who used her own vaginal yeast to bake
Christ. That is so unpleasant.
Obviously, it's not true. Anyway, so cut out dairy. That's not what we wanted to hear, really, is it?
There's a big study. It's called... So the authors are R. Dai, W. Hua, W. Chen, L. Xiong, and L. Li. So it's probably... I'm assuming these are Chinese people. And it's called The Effect of Milk Consumption on Acne, a Meta-Analysis of... Observational studies.
Mm-hmm.
The meta-analysis is a sort of statistical analysis of many studies. So it's like a study of all of the evidence that we have. So it's quite...
This is the best study ever.
Yeah, so this is really useful.
Because you're studying studies.
They get all the studies that they can find that are good and say whether there's a, you know, is there a link or not.
Okay.
So this is the kind of evidence you want to read. And there isn't any very good, very, very good evidence about it at all. So there's not been enough studies done, really.
That's quite surprising.
Yeah. Because
everyone blames acne on dairy.
Yeah. But where's the money coming from? You know, like, who's funding this sort of thing? Are people really interested? Is it easy to study? Probably not. Because it involves getting human beings to behave in a very particular way for a long, long period of time.
Okay.
You know, are people going to do that? So they'll probably want, you know, some section of the population to, you know, a random section of the population to drink a certain amount of milk a day and record their skin in minute detail. And not tell them what they're drinking. So it would be quite a complicated thing to do. Because the people shouldn't know what they're drinking. So that there's no sort of psychological effect.
Okay.
And, you know, people's lifestyle needs to be controlled as well. So they wouldn't be able to drink alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, it would be. It's quite a difficult thing to study. Because it's sort of based on human beings.
Yeah.
Behaving, you know, being like lab rats. And people won't want to do that. We would need a lot of people. So it's sort of observational studies, you know, studies where people reported, oh, I drink this much milk and my skin's like this. So rather than a real randomised control trial, double blind, it's more like people reporting what they believe to be true about themselves.
Okay.
So, so they discovered that milk intake was associated with increased risk of acne. So, right, let me get the... bits and bobs and the facts so I can regurgitate them like a robot. So there was more of an association with skimmed milk and high intake of milk. So the more milk you drink, the worse for your skin, and skim milk seemed to have a worse effect than full fat milk.
Very interesting.
Yeah. But they decided that it probably was nothing to do with the skimmedness of the milk. It was probably more that the people drank more of the skimmed milk because it was less rich.
Okay.
And therefore they were still getting as much milk protein as they would do if they were having full fat milk.
Yeah.
But because it's more watery, they're just having more of it.
Okay.
Capable of having more. Because if you drink cold milk, you don't want to drink loads of, you know.
Yeah.
Like, put that on your cereal. It's a bit... much, isn't it? So it's all So the problem with the milk is that it's got this protein in it that... so it's not going to be the fat, it's the...
Is it casein or... Is it casein?
Whey, he said. Yeah. Let's see if we can find it. The actual thing that causes the problem. So it is branched-chain amino acids derived from milk can induce postprandial insulin secretion and increase serum IGF-1 levels.
Okay.
So the proteins in milk cause an increase in sebum production, hormone levels, and so that's the bit that we want to avoid. So I don't know, is there protein-free milk that you can buy? So I know some people are allergic to the protein.
But then wouldn't... Yeah, it's the protein, but then wouldn't it be logical to assume it's also the hormones in the milk that are messing with your hormone levels?
Yes.
Because you are ingesting a cow's hormones.
Yeah. So they produce... Yeah.
Yeah.
Milk contains androgens, mm-hmm. 5-alpha-reduced steroids and other non-steroidal growth factors which can exaggerate IGF-1 levels. However, we should realise that it's not the IGF-1 content of the milk, but the milk-driven production of the IGF by the transfer of amino... Yeah, so it's complicated, basically. I know. So based on our studies, we found significant association in both Europe and America, and the association was slightly stronger in Europe than in America.
Mm.
So no significant association was found in other geographic regions. So it's probably just because Europeans and Americans drink more milk than other people in the world,
mm-hmm.
I would have thought. Don't know.
Okay.
Anything else? So the more milk you drink a day can contribute to moderate to severe acne. So... people who are drinking more than 0.7 cups are at risk of moderate to severe acne, compared with those with no acne who are drinking 0.3 to 0.5 cups. And people with mild acne had 0.5 to 0.7 cups of milk, according to one study.
Okay.
Involving 248 American subjects.
That's not very much. That's like 4 ounces, 5 ounces.
Yeah.
A cup is like... 8 ounces, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, that's really...
It's a really small amount.
All.
So, yeah.
It's like two or three cups of tea.
So if you just had like one cup of coffee, and you had to have that one cup of coffee in the day, that's not a great amount of milk.
Yes.
Is it? Just a splash of milk in your coffee in the morning. You'd probably get away with that skin wise.
Yeah.
You would thought, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really not much.
Yeah. So if you're only going to reduce your milk or like eliminate milk because of your skin, tiny, tiny little bit of milk a day isn't going to do you any harm, probably.
Yeah.
But, not good for the cows.
No. Yeah. No.
No. Any other little things did I highlight on that study? No. Little as all that work they did.
I know. And you
just
summed it up in sort of
like
2 minutes.
Three lines of writing.
Okay, so what else, depressive lady?
Yeah, sorry. So milk and acne, there is an actual association, which is not what I wanted to hear.
No.
Boo. There needs to be more research, though, because there isn't much great research out there. Yes. So, in a report of 5 teenagers, so the reason they figured it out in the first place was there was a report of 5 teenagers who developed treatment-resistant acne after starting whey protein supplements. So, those protein drinks with whey in it, they're really bad for your skin.
Yeah.
If you've got acne, so they're going to make your skin worse.
I did notice when I used to go to the gym and have a personal trainer, most of the men there had bad skin.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they drink loads. They go gaga for it.
Yeah. And I actually put it down to steroids.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were taking steroids, but...
Quite possibly.
I think that makes more sense, because whey protein is on every musclehead's diet isn't it, really?
Chicken breast.
Yeah.
And whey protein.
And they put it in vegan stuff as well, don't they? They have, like, vegan protein, so I don't know how...
Yeah, that's probably not the same thing.
How,
I would
what it's derived from.
Yeah. I know they have pea protein, don't they?
Hmm.
Yeah. That might be okay. Yeah. Check where your protein's coming from if you have those protein powders. So, beneficial measures for acne. There are anecdotal reports of supplements containing probiotics, omega-3, zinc, antioxidants, fibre, and vitamin A.
Okay.
So they are anecdotal, and we can't say 100% whether there is any benefit in taking supplements. Omega-3 fatty acids warrant further study. In one 10-week omega-3 fatty acid study, the supplements both resulted in clinical and histopathological improvement in acne. So omega-3 fatty acid supplements may help. Probiotics as well, they may well have an impact because they studied a group of people who just took antibiotics and a group of people who took antibiotics and probiotics, and the probiotic group did better.
Okay.
So that's nice. Zinc also has been studied. I've tried taking zinc before and it didn't do it.
Didn't it?
No. Zinc gluconate, I think, was the best one. Doesn't say anything about it here. So I'm reading from a study, which is... Sorry, I should, you know, credit these people, because they're the ones that did the work. And what are they called? Natalie, sing a song while I find out what their names are. Can you sing?
No. I learned how to sing as it was going to be a wedding gift for my friend Ron's
wedding day. Oh my god, are you joking?
So I took lessons for 12 weeks.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Come the wedding day in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas? You're going to sing in Las Vegas?
Yeah, but come the wedding day, we were so ruined from a now legendary night out that my glands around my throat closed up. And all I could do was cry. That's all I did.
So did you get up on the stage and cry?
No. I gave a speech. And at the end of the speech, I was supposed to sing. But in the end...
You were so hungover and emotional.
I remember my friend Lucy said, if I had a gun now, I would put it to my head and pull the trigger.
Oh, my God.
That's how bad we all felt. Like, guilty and come down.
Because that is the worst feeling, isn't it? Like,
absolute worst. And guilt as well.
Especially, like, if you've been drinking for 2 days, like, the feelings you get at the end of that.
Yeah, just shame, pity, fear. What had I done?
What have I done? Like, I always remember my brother got really drunk and he wrote a note to himself, but he forgot writing. And it's
that's such a good idea.
Yeah, and what did it say? It said... What kind of life is this? It was something really like...
Oh, profound.
No. Yeah.
Oh, bless
him. Really, and he couldn't remember having written it.
Oh.
Like, is it really worth it or something?
Oh, no.
Oh, this piece of paper just found it on the counter in the morning.
Probably thought, maybe I shouldn't drink that again. It makes me feel a bit down.
Yeah.
No, it's just terrible. Oh, God, it was awful. Anyway, but still now Ron says... That was such a nice thought that even though you didn't do it in the end,
you learned to sing at her
sing
wedding and then
weeks.
Cried
yeah.
instead.
Oh, it was awful. Neo, it was
Jesus
terrible.
Christ. What a wonderful story.
It was good. Anyway.
So the study is by persons called Rajani Kata, Mary Jo Kramer of Houston, Texas. And the study's called Skin and Diet, an update on the role of diet as a treatment strategy for skin disease.
Cool.
And if you join our Facebook group, I will probably be posting all this stuff to bore you with at length.
Cool.
Yes. So zinc, probiotics and omega-3s for your acne. You know, try taking those, they might help. So diet and ageing skin. What can we do to help? I don't think diet's going to help you stop aging. Like, they say that sugar, so increased levels of blood sugar are going to be bad for your skin. So, you know, diabetics have bad skin and poor wound healing, and they have continual high levels of blood sugar, which, you know, we figured out that that's bad. But can eating lots of sugar cause you to get older, possibly?
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So that would make sense to me. I mean, I think sugar is the devil, and I don't really have a sweet tooth, though, so it's not a big problem for me to stop eating it.
And you're a dentist.
And I'm a dentist.
So you have to say that. Extra. Can you imagine being like, I'm a dentist, but I love lollipops.
I love a pick and mix.
Yeah.
I don't, though. I just don't like it. But then, you know, like, I think I put on our dentist forum, like, my daughter'd come home with a party bag that was just a bag of... a really densely packed bag, large bag of sweets.
Uh-huh.
And it was so horrific to me. I was so offended that I posted it on this forum, and everyone went, that looks really nice. I wish I had that bag.
It wasn't other dentists.
Other dentists.
Oh, it was other dentists. Yeah, it was just you that was offended by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, nobody else was
so
offended.
So do your kids eat sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're incredibly motivated by it. They... That's all they want to do in life is just eat sweets and watch TV.
That's what my daughter does to me. She goes, Daddy said... jelly babies.
Oh my god, she's manipulating you.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm sure he didn't, but...
Did that daddy really say jelly
babies? To be honest,
babies?
Anything that's a plural melts my heart because a
yeah.
lisp is so adorable.
Oh no, yeah.
So she says, like... Mummy, they're donuts.
Donuts?
Yeah,
oh,
and I just
right
have to go
then
and get her donuts.
Oh! Just their little faces yeah are so cute. So it's
donuts
really hard to say no. But we have Sweetie Day on Friday, and that's when they have sweets.
Wow, so they don't have sweets any other day apart from Friday.
Oh,
I'm going to
yeah,
try that.
Of course they do. But, you know, at least you can say,
you're making
no,
me sweat
no, no
with, like, bad parent...
bad parent sweat.
Yeah, God. It's worse than watching that bloody shocking film.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, at least you can sort of try and string them out until Friday.
Okay.
But, yeah so I think that sugar is really bad.
Sugar is ageing? Can
yes,
you go as far
possibly
as to say that?
Yeah.
Is that a bit Daily Mail to say that?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Consumption of preformed advanced glycation end products, which is sugar, I think
okay
they're trying to say in this
okay
study. So yeah, there's a process called glycation, which is so basically breaking down the collagen fibers, so destroying the collagen fibers by sort of sugaring it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it actually...
That happens.
Okay.
But I don't know if you can speed it up by eating lots of sugar, but possibly.
Okay.
So, yeah, deep frying could also be detrimental.
Oh, of course it bloody can.
Mm.
But it's
yeah,
so bloody delicious.
It's so bloody awful for you as well. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I know. It doesn't say anything about alcohol.
Yay! Make mine a double!
So there's beneficial things you can do to stop yourself from aging. So, antioxidants.
Yes.
Tea leaves, seeds.
Yes.
We're trying to limit cutaneous effects of UV radiation. So, you know, antioxidants are great. Tomatoes particularly are good. Experimental studies on a few antioxidants have noted the same. As in one study in which subjects consuming tomato paste daily for 12 weeks experienced less UV-induced erythema.
Wow.
As well as lower levels of UV-induced matrix metalloproteinase.
Don't
which
know.
Is basically the stuff that breaks down the collagen in your skin.
Okay.
On a cellular level, so it's just like your sun shines on you and your body produces a substance which dissolves the collagen in your face.
Shite.
Yeah. So, but apparently there was less of that when these people were eating loads and loads of tomato
That's
paste.
Amazing.
Yeah, so you just put some on your pizza, don't have the cheese, apparently.
Just have a tomato pizza.
Just have a really thickly spread tomato pizza.
Oh, that's so sad.
Mm.
Or maybe some fresh basil and oregano, though.
Yeah,
you can make it less shit. Aubergines, grilled
like
aubergines.
Some sort of high GI flour.
Yeah.
Ugh. No thanks.
Low GI.
Low GI. Yeah, not high GI. Yeah, some sort of flour made of spelt or something, which is
oh,
tomato paste.
Spelt bread is just so depressing.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Hayden keeps making loaf. He's got a
loaf maker.
Yeah. his mum bought him spelt bread is just, ah.
It's, yeah, his Sophia Loren mother.
Yeah.
Does she look like Sophia Loren?
No, she looks like... she looks a bit like Isabella Rossellini when she was young.
No way! Mm. Oh my god!
Like
she's got big eyes.
She's got big eyes, but they were really brown. So Isabella Rossellini's like green, weren't they? Yeah. Because what's her name was her mum, which I didn't realise for ages. Who was in Casablanca?
Oh no, not
that's
Greta
her mammy.
Garbo.
No,
no.
Whoever's listening to this is gonna be screaming, "You idiots!" Humphrey Bogart and.
Oh, no,
it's
not going to...
Isabella Rossellini's mum.
We're not going to be able to say it because it's we've blocked our minds.
Oh, it's terrible.
With the desperation of the thought.
Yeah.
In another study of over 4,000 women, skin was analysed for features of skin ageing. After controlling other factors, a diet reported as high in potassium, vitamin A and C correlated to fewer wrinkles.
Okay.
So, potassium, vitamin A and C.
What's so high in potassium?
Bananas.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I eat tons of those.
Yeah, bananas are good. I like bananas. So just eat lots of vegetables and don't eat sugar. But you can have alcohol.
You can have a gin and slimline tonic.
Alcohol gives you red face.
Yeah, but that's all good.
Red's nice. It's a nice colour.
I'm finding, obviously, you've been off the bottle for quite some time, but Hayden's given up drinking, not forever, but he's not drunk for 5 weeks, except for Thursday. And so I've been drinking less. So I bought a bottle of wine on Friday night, and I had one glass on Friday night, one glass on Saturday, and I'm going to have maybe one and a half tonight. It does me. At the moment, don't know what
makes
it is.
Makes you feel sleepy.
Really sleepy, really flushed, and then I'll just fall asleep.
Yeah, like
the
I have had a little, you know, couple of little bits of wine.
Yeah,
and immediate exhaustion.
Yes.
And like,
but it,
how was
happy.
I doing this before?
How was I drinking a bottle and then going out? That was the weird thing.
Jesus,
like not being sleepy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's just
like having sort of, you know, 3 centimeters of wine makes me want to go to sleep.
Yeah. I can't wait now for my 3 centimeters of wine and Line of Duty.
Yeah, Line of Duty. It's amazing. So, diet and eczema. So, atopic dermatitis.
Okay.
What they call it. Right. So, 6 common trigger foods are milk, egg, wheat, soy, seafood and nuts.
That's strange that they don't mention caffeine, because Ellie, our friend who suffers with... eczema is...
Then it's going to be different for everyone, isn't it?
That's her trigger, she is.
Nuts. But then this is a proper allergy, you know. So it could be, you know, you need to get professional skin prick tests to figure this out properly. Don't just randomly cut things out of your diet. Obviously be healthier, but if you're going to sort of exclude huge groups of food, make sure that you are actually allergic. Don't make yourself ill. Because, yeah, it could be, you know, additives in food, or, what have they said here? So citrus, cinnamon. Cinnamon always seems to be quite allergenic.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
But yet so beneficial and good for you as well.
Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, it can cause allergies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, and mouth ulcers.
What?
Actually, yeah.
What's it so high in that's good for you, though, cinnamon, specifically?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, it releases something that... is good.
Yeah,
I'll just search that.
I'll sing a song while you look.
Okay. Well, you can just talk.
Symbiotics, which are probiotics in combination with prebiotics, have been shown to have a promise in the treatment of eczema or atopic dermatitis. Probiotics are live bacteria, similar to those found in the naturally in the human body, and the prebiotics are such as certain plant fibres are non-digestible carbohydrates that stimulate the growth of these lovely probiotic bacteria in the intestine. So prebiotics are the food that the probiotic bacteria eat. So it's good to have both of those together because the bacteria needs the food.
Okay.
Vitamin D has not been shown to be helpful in eczema, but further research is recommended for certain groups, specifically those with very low levels of vitamin D. So vitamin D deficiency could cause eczema.
Okay.
Apparently studies of evening primrose oil have been disappointing.
Okay.
And borage oil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't used borage oil, actually.
No, like to put on your face.
Yeah.
Cinnamon's
really high in polyphenols.
Yeah.
Super
so like
powerful.
These sort of plant extracts.
Antioxidants,
yeah. Yeah, because those are really good for you in every possible
and
way.
And anti-inflammatory.
Yes, that's it. But they can cause inflammation if you're allergic to them.
Wow.
Yeah. Psoriasis. It is well recommended. It was well recognised that smoking and increased alcohol intake are associated with psoriasis.
Don't slag off our beloved alcohol. How
I know,
dare you?
Well, luckily we don't have psoriasis.
Okay.
Yeah, so the importance of... So for psoriasis, dietary change leading to weight loss resulted in better treatment efficacy. So, yeah. So losing weight can help your psoriasis treatment, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and people suffering from psoriasis are more likely to have celiac disease. Yes.
Really? What's the link there, then?
Allergy to gluten causing skin issues.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That was another... I felt really sorry for... many celiacs, because when I had the cafe then, it would become the buzzword to say that people couldn't have gluten.
It's almost offensive, isn't it, to like people who really are allergic.
But when people came in who really were,
we would
use a separate toaster, the whole separate side of a kitchen, we'd use separate bins.
Because some people have celiac disease, but can cope with a molecule or two of gluten, can't they?
So yeah. But you
There's
always knew the ones who couldn't.
Yeah.
Some people would bring their own bread in. That would be cool. We would toast it and serve it with breakfast or whatever.
Natalie used to own a cafe.
Yeah. And then That's some
really
people
nice.
Would come in and go, so I can't have gluten, so can I have this, this and this? And I'd be like, there's gluten in these sausages because of the skin.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, that's cool. I was like, I just cleaned out my fucking toaster.
Oh, no.
So that I can give you...
And you're willing to eat gluten-containing sausages.
Yeah, and then eat a... bite of your bollocks. Boyfriend's buttery toast when I'm not looking.
So, like, so where would you put yourself on the gluten-free scale? Yeah. Actually, bollocks or real?
Total bollocks.
Yeah.
And also the gluten-free bread that we provide was super expensive as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't really want to sell this to you because I know that you don't need it. Obviously, those are the breaks. Anyway.
Yeah. It sucks.
It sucks to be seriously... Well, intolerant to any food.
Gluten is a protein, and you need protein.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, bread is a good source of protein, weirdly. You wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah.
But if you cut gluten out, you're losing an enormous source of protein in your diet. So you really have to think about it like that.
Mm.
And, you know, and then you decide you're going to increase your dairy then to sort of overcome it.
Yeah.
Or your meat. No, that's not great, is it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's so, not a great dietary option, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much evidence for it being that great for you.
What's that? To cut out?
To cut out gluten?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're not allergic.
Unless you're, yes, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you need to.
Yeah.
It's
silly.
I don't
think it's a great... Because I was looking into it because my husband has eczema. And, you know, there is a body of thought that giving up gluten might help eczema.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, oh, quite fancy giving up gluten. And so I got in all the gluten-free flour and just started researching into sort of like, oh, no, there's hardly any protein in this flour.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going to get the protein? You know, trying to think about his diet. You know, being a very kind wife and caring individual. And then I'd be like, trying to make him like... gluten-free pie, which is really hard. The gluten-free flour is not stretchy and it's annoying and difficult. And
Unless you get it on prescription. The prescription stuff is amazing.
Best,
you know,
the
really
Dove
good.
Farm stuff was not good.
Dove Farm was terrible.
It was horrible.
If you bought the ready-made rolls, they were fine, but it was the pastry and the things, yeah.
Trying to create it was not easy. And I was like, what did you have for lunch today then in work? And he's like, oh, I had a sandwich. Well, a gluten-free sandwich, that's amazing. Oh, no, I couldn't be bothered. Like, oh, you're joking. And he just couldn't be bothered. And I was doing all the bothering.
Yeah.
And then I stopped.
That just reminds me of the whole low carb, when that really swept the nation, and it swept me. I was on a low carb diet for about a year and a half. I was going to say an hour and a half. Between breakfast.
While you were asleep.
A year and a half. And I lost loads of weight, but I just turned into a huge bitch.
Yeah, because I don't have carbohydrates,
by the
end of the morning, I'm like
a huge
slurring
with bad breath.
Yeah,
and just eating.
Oh yeah, that
omelets.
Was it. Atkins diet. That
yeah,
was
I was on the full on Atkins diet in like 2002.
Was you trying to get that bad breath? That was the aim, wasn't it? Really?
I just wanted to be repellent to men in university. It worked.
Well, I'm just so thin, smelly.
Yeah, well, you don't fart though.
Oh really?
You do not fart. No.
Oh.
So there's one silver lining to that huge cloud.
Farting's a big problem for me in my job.
Yeah.
Because I can't fart all day long as a dentist. There is no way.
No.
You're in close contact with people's heads in your laps.
Yeah. Do they fart? Do patients fart?
Do you know what? I don't think... I have people open mouth burping at me quite a lot.
Oh! But I suppose they can't help it if they're...
Yeah, their mouth is open.
It's just going to come out.
From deep within their throat.
And then do they go,
sorry. Yeah. No, they just sort of pretend that it didn't happen, and I pretend it doesn't happen.
Oh, and then, does he, oh my God.
There's lots of smells. It's just a smelly, smelly job.
Have you ever gagged?
All the time. I'm always gagging. Well, because I'm pregnant. I'm just like...
No, but when you're not pregnant, do you ever gag at work?
Yeah.
I got to seriously...
It's, maybe I shouldn't say this in public, but it's like it's food between people's teeth that really winds me up. Like that chicken has, if it's been there a minute, it's been there for 3 weeks. That chicken between your teeth, you pull it out, and this chicken that's been there for 3 weeks, it's, you know, left a crater in the gum because it's been there so long. The body's had to sort of grow around it, and the smell that comes out when you remove it is just ungodly. Like, did you know you had a piece of chicken between your teeth? No. How can you not know?
Have they not brushed their teeth for 3 weeks?
No, they don't brush. Lots of people don't brush their teeth regularly or at all, or well enough to remove food from your teeth. But, like, when you've got something trapped between your teeth,
it ruins my day.
Me.
I have to get my floss out.
Yeah, I'm, like, making floss out of hair.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Yeah, I've done it out of thread.
Yeah.
It feels so good when you floss as well. Yeah. I don't know how people don't.
No, I've got an air flosser.
Oh, I hate it. It makes loads of mess on the mirror. It's stupid. And it goes... It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Does it work?
I don't know.
Is it better than actual flossing?
No, it's not. It's apparently there's been a study that showed that it was
that it's
equivalent to flossing, which means that it's not as good as interdental brushing, which is actually what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see how it can be. You need something physical on there to get in there.
I'm really enjoying
And I love the little brushes.
The fun, yeah.
Love those little brushes.
Yeah, I feel like I want to find an environmentally friendly alternative for those little damn plastic brushes.
They are sods, aren't they?
Yeah, I've seen them sort of, you know, hanging around on beaches and stuff.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah.
That is really bad.
So I was like, oh, let's get this water thing because it's, you know, you bought it once and then...
Yeah.
Hopefully that does your interdental cleaning, but it doesn't really do it.
No.
No.
No, no. One of Hayden's colleagues, he says he likes talking to her, but she's got quite bad breath, and she's got like a line of plaque.
That's calculus, most likely.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's probably
my
solid.
Next question was, because she goes for regular dental checkups, and I'm like...
But maybe her dentist doesn't scale her teeth.
But why wouldn't he do that?
Well, because lots of dentists can't be bothered.
But How could you, as a dentist, let somebody
people do like
leave your
yeah it happens. I don't know if I'm doing an expose, but
oh god, can that be?
Am I going to blow this world apart?
Can we do a Minnesota
on dental secrets?
That is very.
I could happily do that, and like what to look for in a good dentist. Yeah, because
how surely
don't blame your dentist if they're not, because maybe they're stressed or depressed or something.
But how is she paying a dentist to do?
Maybe she says no, I don't want one. You never know.
So calculus is when it goes rock hard, right?
Yeah, it turns into lime scale.
And how do you remove that? You remove
it. Use an ultrasonic scaler, which sort of just vibrates water at a speed that blasts all this.
And that is going to make you bleed, right?
It bleeds. It's sensitive. It's not pleasant. Lots of people don't like it, and then you have to stop. And I'm like, oh, do I have to stop? Can I just hurt you?
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you don't. Because, like, NHS dentists, we don't get paid to do it. There's no fee involved. It's just part of our job. Yeah. We have to do for free. Which is a disgusting thing to have to do all day long without being paid for it.
Yeah.
Really.
But you kind
of. We can see why people wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
It makes logical sense. Would you do that for free?
It would bother me.
It would, yeah. I can't let people walk out of the room with calculus on their teeth. That's beyond me. But, you know, we've completely gone off track now. I hope this is interesting.
I just had a question
somebody.
Because, you know, because Hayden said,
he finds it weird
because he's spoken
stuff.
To this girl.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, yeah, I'm going to the dentist. And he said, I have noticed because he's so much taller than everyone. Someone opens their mouth.
How tall is he? 6'3".
Yeah, he can see right. And I was
he's right down into the lingual sulcus.
And I was like, well, that's bad for you. But for me, I'm so short that I can see bats in people's
noses.
Caves.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, Natalie is how much?
4'11".
Natalie's 4'11", and her boyfriend, a husband, no,
boyfriend.
Partner. You
boyfriend.
Didn't marry him.
Yeah.
Get a ring on it.
just for the party.
for the crying drunk speeches.
Yeah. I nominate you.
No.
Learn to sing. It there's a big height difference.
Yeah, there's a big height difference between the pair of them.
Mm. Sorry, we've gone off topic, but I find teeth very fascinating, and I find your job really fascinating as well.
I could talk about it all day.
Yeah, I bet you could. Let's do Minnesota's
on
that.
Pull your socks off. Yeah. Anyway, back to what we were saying. So we were talking about psoriasis. So, Mediterranean diet possibly of help. Cutting out alcohol and smoking, definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
Limited evidence of B12 and selenium supplementation.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin D may show some promise, and fish oil also.
Did you say that at the beginning for the argument against acne having oily food?
Yeah.
I know it seems like an obvious choice, because going back to the Mediterranean diet, having super...
Yeah, I don't think that's the problem.
Extra virgin olive oil is always being hailed as such a
good for you.
Great thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. It didn't say anything on here about...
But you would think that sort of oils for frying and stuff like that probably not the greatest.
No.
Not the greatest idea?
Well, I don't think there's any correlation. There's any known correlation between acne and fried food.
Mm.
Let's see if I can find any. See if it says anything. No, milk.
Yeah.
And low GI. So, you know, suppose, like, just make sure your diet's healthy, basically. And
try cutting out
milk for acne.
For at least 12 weeks.
Yeah, so I'll rattle through these things now because we've gone on so long.
We have.
Rosacea.
Yep.
Alcohol is a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Spicy food is a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Citrus, chocolate, tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Hard liquor.
Like that.
Coffee, tea, so that's hot things. So anything that makes you flushed and sort of inflames you. That's a shame about the tomatoes, though. That's
quite acidic, I guess, aren't they?
Yeah, so spices, hot sauce, tea, coffee. Oh, that's I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that sucks.
That's
Actually, my friend Jane said she really wants us to do a podcast just on rosacea.
Yeah.
So we could come back to this again, because it's a really common one as well. So it would be good to talk about it, wouldn't it?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. It's common in women as they age, mm-hmm. more likely to get like redness of their cheeks.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. I find myself going red easier. I know that's not rosacea.
Reckon?
When I talk, I
don't think I've ever gone red. I don't know.
When you're like giving a presentation or meeting, I did that on Friday and
did
I just
go red?
Burned. I burned.
Yeah, I feel
also,
hot.
This is really embarrassing. I got so flushed because the head of the department I was giving the
I bet you were
to.
Adorable
oh, it was awful, and I was like, where's my pen, and she went, it's in your right hand. I know,
that's amazing.
And I just felt like such a dick.
Did you laugh though?
No, I didn't. I was beside myself.
God.
I was so embarrassed.
Oh my god, that's
awful.
So
and the one side of my face just went really red.
I used to be so anxious about giving speeches and things, and then I started to find them quite enjoyable. Sort of weird sort of thrill of it.
Do you know what you're doing when you're talking about speech?
No, what?
No.
What?
When you're giving a speech,
yeah.
You know your subject.
Yeah.
Well, I find I don't. I find that I'm bullshitting quite a lot.
Well,
so.
We're bullshitting now. I'm just trying to read from a piece of paper.
Well,
I
you're
feel
not
fine.
But in my job currently,
I
just find
it. Do you have lots of meetings then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose my job, I'm like trying, I have to be like confident and talk all day long. I'm always talking and explaining things to people.
Well, if it's one-on-one, you don't tend to go red, but I'm talking about like in a...
Yeah, some people are intimidating though. Like, even when there's one of them, they're scary occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were we saying?
Rosacea.
Rosacea, people going red, yeah.
People going red.
So, beneficial measures for rosacea. So I'm going to write all this down because I'm reeling through it. So, I'll put the entire thing on our Facebook group. So, go to Facebook and join Skincare with Friends, because I'm going to put all these boring facts that you can't possibly keep up with in this podcast into that Facebook group, so that you can actually read them properly without our nonsense in the middle. So, research indicates the possible role of gut-skin connection in rosacea. So that's quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Helicobacter pylori infection, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, irritable bowel syndromes are all higher among people with rosacea compared with the control subjects.
Okay.
Have you heard of fecal transplants?
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't want to know about it.
Go on. People with unhealthy guts putting people with healthy guts poo up their backside.
No.
Yeah.
That's a porno.
It's a not porno. Sexy. It's for medicine purposes.
But why? Because the poo is all the waste.
Yeah, but it's also got all these amazing bacteria, which are like thriving in the healthy people's guts.
That's insane.
Yeah. And this bacteria is so important to our health. Some people cannot just get it back. They can't get it by eating it. So they just think, sod it, I'm just going to stick it right up my ass.
I'm just going to have a fecal transplant.
Desperate people with awful, awful guts.
Oh,
I guess.
Could it be things like...
And idiots.
Things like... what my friend has.
Ulcerative colitis.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have a absolutely god-awful time of things.
Yeah, my friend had
awful.
A lot cut out.
Yeah.
And the doctor said afterwards... I don't know how you went so long with this.
Oh my
god. Like 10 years,
like
he said.
Pure ulcer.
He said it was rancid, what he removed.
Yeah.
So it must have been so. Well, I mean, it was awful for her, like the sort of, you know, healing process, but afterwards she just looked like $1 million.
Oh, she was so much happier.
Oh my god. And I suppose if you've been suffering with anything for that long, you don't know how awful you felt until you felt better.
Until it's gone.
I think it almost made her feel better, the fact that the doctor was like, there was no other way around this apart from surgery.
Just getting rid of it, that's often the way for them. It's just terrible.
Yeah. So,
So gut health and rosacea is connected, so Healthy gut, healthy skin.
Plus also, possibly. Going back to the colitis thing, what's really frustrating for my friend especially is that lots of the things that are considered very healthy for you, you can't touch if you have colitis as well. So anything high in fibre.
Oh yeah, when I worked in Whitchurch Mental Hospital, mm-hmm. and there was a lady that worked there who was very slim and attractive, tiny, sitting there. She'd always eat chips, and mm-hmm. I knew she had ulcerative colitis, but mm-hmm. all she could eat was the chips. Mm-hmm. She'd love to eat the salad. She couldn't eat it, and everyone was like, "Oh, you lucky bitch! No, so thin.
She's
look
like,
at you eating
I just
chips.
Want to eat a freaking tomato.
I can't have that sweet corn.
Yeah,
it's not fair.
Yeah,
the poor woman.
Yeah,
yeah, she was very cheerful, but. Must have been irritating.
And it must want to headbutt anyone who tells her how lucky she is.
Yeah, exactly. You're so thin, you're so lucky.
No,
I'm starving to death.
Terrible.
Eating chips. So, so, for rosacea, avoid anything inflammatory like tea and coffee, chocolate, citrus, alcohol, mm-hmm. wine, hard liquor, coffee, tea, spices, tomato. Great. And make sure your gut is healthy. So those symbiotics, which are prebiotics and probiotics mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
Try and keep your guts good. So it says something about having antibiotics led to a... So trying to treat these nasty bacteria that are living in your gut with antibiotics help the rosacea. So, yeah, this stuff I'm saying about the gut, this only applies to rosacea. So, if you've got acne, it's not necessarily your gut that's the problem. Because I think leaky guts are being blamed for a lot of...
Oh, really?
...ill health and skin problems. Okay. Yeah, it's one of those things. So, conclusions. So, things to take home messages from the study. there are lots of conditions we haven't studied... Blah, blah, blah. The results of research support the promotion of eating patterns over specific food or nutrients. An eating pattern that emphasises the consumption of whole foods over highly processed foods may help in the treatment of certain diseases. It will certainly help in the prevention of assorted comorbidities. So being healthy,
mm-hmm.
eating lots of antioxidants and fibre and other phytonutrients... It's going to be good for you no matter what. So why not do that? That's fine, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Try and cut down on sugar and alcohol and just eat more plant-based stuff is always going to be a good idea. Don't try and cut out lots of foods unless you've got the doctor's approval, because that could be bad for you in general. And, unless you know a lot about it... You've been to a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want to, because you might accidentally cut out some sort of vitamin that...
Yeah. Yeah, one thing at a time.
Yeah, be careful. If you're cutting out something like dairy...
Yeah.
Or gluten, then you're cutting out a lot of nutrients. Unless you know what you're doing, basically, first.
Yes.
Because lots of people are cutting out dairy because they're becoming vegan.
Mm-hmm.
But then I assume that if you're going vegan, that you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you are aware of where your calcium and your mm-hmm. protein's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, yeah. You don't want to make yourself ill. Be careful. We're not telling you to do anything, in fact. But this is... I'm just reading from this study.
We're not telling
don't
you
blame me.
What to do.
Yeah. Yeah, so eat lots of fruit and veg, definitely. And don't eat lots of sugar. Definitely, and as a professional dentist, I can say, cut sugar out, because it's terrible.
I can't stop eating fruit, though.
Yeah, that's not so bad, because it's fructose.
Okay.
Sucrose you want to avoid, so stuff you put in your tea and coffee, and in sweets.
Okay.
It's not good for you, in any sense. And that's it.
Okay, yeah. That was great. We rabbed it on for ages.
I know,
sorry, and we went off on mad tangents as well. So sorry again. This is probably the longest one.
I don't know how long we've been talking. No, it's not. Last week's was the longest one.
How long is this?
1 hour and 3 minutes.
How long was last week's?
1 hour and 11 minutes.
Whoa. Do you want to just waffle on for 7 more minutes?
Try and beat the record.
Should I sing a song?
Go on then.
No.
What's your favourite song to sing? What's your karaoke song?
Oh, Gone Till November by Wycliffe Jean.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, I used to sing it to my nephew when he was a baby. And then my boyfriend at the time was like, you know, it's about a guy going to prison for crack. I was like, oh. Yeah, but it's such a beautiful song, though.
It is quite nice, isn't and it? The one, start out beautifully.
Yeah, and the one, and it's got a really lovely string section as well.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Mine's Son of a Preacher Man.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Dusty, the only version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got quite a deep voice.
She was the Queen's favourite singer, and not Freddie Mercury, Queen Elizabeth II.
I was watching a documentary about the Queen last night. Mm. She loves horses. Oh my God, that woman, she loves horses so much. And dogs.
More than corgis?
Probably, yeah.
More than her husband, yeah. Definitely.
Like, they interviewed her horse trainer. Mm-hmm. You can turn this off now, we're just talking. They interviewed the Queen's horse trainer, and apparently he'd read a tabloid article about the Queen that she stopped riding because she was like 90 or something. Mm-hmm. So he wrote to her saying, oh, I'm really sorry, Mrs. Queen, that you stopped riding. That's really sad. I know you love it. You must be sad. And he got a letter back the next day from the Queen saying, how dare you? I have not stopped riding. Of course I would not stop riding.
And then did he just go down and meet her and she rode on his horse?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'd parted ways. He'd start training for a different queen somewhere else.
I don't say you wouldn't just dump the queen, though, would you?
No. She bloody loves him.
I feel really sorry for Meghan Markle. She's just like a hate figure for all these horrible, stuffy white people. She is. I don't know. People are really taken against her.
Down on her.
She's just a bit
My mum
weird.
Didn't like her.
Yeah, a lot of people's mums don't like her.
Yeah.
And I think, why do you prefer Kate?
Suspiciously beautiful.
Yeah, she is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I watch Suits, though. Oh, my God, it's crap. Jesus Christ.
Is it? I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. It is just not good. I don't enjoy those silly...
It looked boring.
They like, look
just
like...
The name of it just bored me off, and I couldn't even think about it.
I didn't even know it was about a law firm or what. It was just terrible. It was really bad. There is some, you know, there is some American series, and you think, oh my God, this is so well written and brilliant. And then there's like one a notch below that.
I find that American series seem to go on too long because they're sort of, if they're popular, they don't stop. Like, you know, when the going's good.
Except for the good ones, like True Detective. Great.
That did stop, didn't it?
Yeah. No, it's on the third series. We just haven't got it yet.
Oh, right. So they haven't stopped.
No. Yeah. But it does look good.
Yeah.
You're right. They do go on for too long.
Yeah.
They just rinse them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. All right, then. Let's stop boring
you
now.
Yeah, cheers. Bye. Take care.
Thanks for... come and join us in the Facebook group, because that's where we'll write all these things down.
I'm sorry for talking.
No, don't be sorry. It's a podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Bye!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.